One of my favorite interviews of the past year was with Daniel Radcliffe, who starred as Harry Potter in every one of the 8 films until he got too old and the lightning scar got all wrinkly.
This interview actually happened in 2014, but we're going to credit it to this year to make it look better.
Thank you very much.
Not to beat around the bush any further, Dan, you of course starred as Harry Potter in all the movies, and
yes. We
watched so many of them with my children, it felt like you were also a member of the family.
Yeah.
Albeit a more obedient and cheerful one.
And magical.
So, but I sat down this week and I watched your new movie, Horns, and I didn't have a timer, but it seemed in the first 5 minutes you smoked, drank, swore like a sailor, I believe you urinated on a religious shrine and generally behaved very badly. And I want to ask you, how good did that feel?
It was pretty great. I mean, not necessarily urinating on a religious shrine.
No, of course not.
That's not something that I've longed to do for ages. But it's nice to play a part that is so different. And I get he's kind of a badass in this film.
You do, in fact, grow horns.
Yeah.
Which is a look.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure a lot of the people out there who always thought Harry Potter was satanic are going, aha, I told you.
Yeah, I know, but I sort of enjoy annoying those people. I mean, we all work with
things. There are so many things to ask you about as the star of the most profitable and probably most widely seen film series of all time. But let's just start with the action figures and toys. If I were to go to your house, would I see any Harry Potter memorabilia, any little Daniel Radcliffe's and your friends?
No. You'd see, what have I got? You know what you're more likely to find is sort of homemade Harry Potter dolls that I get sort of given, or not by me, I hate it.
That would be hilarious if you sat around all day.
Yeah, that's what I've been spending my time with.
Yes.
Self-filming, I've just been making dolls. There's a few of those, but not too many action figures.
I did want to ask you, I mean, again, a lot of questions, but I remember hearing a story once that the original Dumbledore, Richard Harris, couldn't quite remember his lines, and that you said that you actually went in there and asked him to help you run yours, so that he could practice his without you asking him.
Yeah, I was an incredibly politic little child, it turned out. I do remember that. I also, one of my other amazing memories of Richard in the second film, there's Forked Phoenix is there, and it was animatronically operated from guys that were outside the set, and they had a camera in the head of the Phoenix so they could see what people were doing right in front of it so they could interact with it, and Richard 100% thought it was real.
So wait a minute, so this is the magical golden Phoenix that Dumbledore has as a pet, and he actually thought that they had found a phoenix of some kind.
He was going up to it, and of course as soon as he started interacting with it, and the guys outside realized this was happening, they started pandering to it and playing with it more and more, and it was lovely. It was just one of those great moments. But he was a lovely, lovely man.
One thing I've always wondered, again, I've seen all of those films many, many times with my family. They made the first film, I guess going back, they cast it back in 2000, I guess it was, or maybe even earlier. And they cast you and the other then children in the lead roles and many of the supporting roles. And pretty much all of you made it to the final film. And you all did a wonderful job. But none of you went nuts, flamed out, started behaving badly in public places. As far as I know, none of you were seen getting out of a limousine without underwear during the entire decade. Just probability would indicate that's extremely unlikely.
Well, I mean, you think that, but there are also loads of kind of successful cases of people who start young becoming, Elijah Wood and Tobey Maguire and Jodie Foster and, I can't think of more.
That's it. It's you guys, those four. Everybody else is
But I think for all of us, I mean, I can only speak for myself, but there was never a moment when I didn't want to be there. And I'm just lucky that I really, really like my job.
I apparently. We have to ask about this because you blew up the internet with your rendition of Alphabet Aerobics, the rap thing by Blackalicious.
Yeah.
You did it on The Tonight Show. And people were amazed. Is this are you going to do the Bruce Willis thing and go from acting into music now?
Did Bruce Willis do that?
Oh, you are young. I'm telling you, this could work out for you with this acting thing in the end. Well, Daniel Radcliffe, yeah. What a pleasure to talk to you in person. But we have invited you here today to play a game we're calling.
Sure, you're Harry Potter, but what do you know about Harry Pottery?
Oh, dear.
Harry Pottery. In other words, chia pets. Those strange little planters that grow chia leaves, looking amusingly like hair. We're going to ask you three questions about chia pets, and if you get two right, you win a prize for one of our listeners. Carl Castle's voice in their voicemail. Bill, who is Daniel Radcliffe playing for?
Abhijit Lakia of Panjim, India.
That's interesting. It'll be far enough away so that if you screw this up, you probably won't run into her.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. Here's your first question. Chia pets come in many shapes and models, including special holiday editions. You could, if you wanted, buy which of these? A chia zombie for Halloween, B, a chia John Hancock for the 4th of July, or C, a chia dead firstborn son for Passover.
Oh, I mean, they'd all be good.
Wouldn't they?
I'm gonna go with A, because that seems the most likely.
The chia zombie. The audience agrees, yeah. And you are right. It is, in fact.
Yes.
What it is, it's like a little zombie arm emerging from a chia lawn. You can pick that up for your shelf.
That's pretty nice. I'm going to go and find some chia pets after.
Probably. We're making a shopping list. Chia pets.
I'm going to have an evening of Bruce Willis music and chia pets.
There you are. And that's the life we always imagined you living, I have to say. All right, you have two more chances. Let's go. Sometimes chia fans create their own chia pets to honor certain people they may admire, including which of these? A, Liberace. B, billionaire investor Warren Buffett. Or C, Saddam Hussein.
This is tricky, but I'm sorry, I don't know how that noise sounded fine, by the way. I like the idea of a Warren Buffett chia pet. Please tell me that's true.
I can't do that, Daniel. As much as I admire you, it's Saddam Hussein. The Saddam Hussein chia was allegedly marketed under the name Chia Thug. When the plants grew in, it looked like Saddam Hussein's hair and beard. Nobody has been able to find one outside of a photograph of the box, so it may not be real, but we can hope so. All right. This is exciting. You have one more chance to get this right and win our prize for our listener. Joseph Enterprises is the company that makes chia pets, always has. It's also responsible for other as-seen-on-TV products you can purchase for your home, including which of these? A, mandals, which are candles for men. They come in scents like fresh fish, kegger, and auto shop. Or B, the literal insanity workout DVDs, an exercise series led by the inmates at the Danvers State Hospital. Or C, the Shamu Wow, a super absorbent towel to clean your marine mammals.
Oh, what? One of them is real?
Yes, mandals.
Okay, I'm gonna go with the candles one, the ridiculous candles.
You're gonna go with mandals? You're right, Daniel. Very good. You can buy mandals. Some other flavors or scents that mandals come in. Swimsuit model. What does that smell like? Space cake and stripper's mouth. That's minty fresh breath. Bill Curtis, how did Daniel Radcliffe do in our quiz?
Enough to win 2 out of 3. Yeah.
That's great. Nobody expected anything less from you, Dan. Daniel Radcliffe, thank you so much for joining
us
on Wait, Don't Tell Me. What a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you very much. Bye.